Hello, Audio Boo. This is Yessie. And...
Hello, Audio Boo.
We are sitting outside at a shopping center in Briar Creek. Outside of a place called Gigi's Cupcakes. We just met my friend Layla. We went to lunch at Applebee's and then went to Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory and to Gigi's Cupcakes and got all kinds of sweet stuff. And what?
You will arrive in 8 minutes.
8 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Daniel keeps checking our Lyft ETA. So that's how we're going to get back. Everything was great. The food at the Applebee's was great. It's a nice big shopping center, lots to do here. But getting here was kind of a challenge. We had a driver who is foreign, and he did not know. I don't think he even knew what we were talking about when we said Applebee's or...
Applebee? I don't find that.
What is Applebee's?
What is Applebee's restaurant? I remember that.
And he was really nice, though. I felt really bad. But he, because we, you know, I've never been to this shopping center, and we can't really see, so I'm not very helpful. Anyway, needless to say, we drove around forever, and just driving around in circles. And finally, I FaceTimed with my friend Layla, and that's actually how we had to get to where we needed to be. I FaceTimed her and flipped the camera around and showed what was outside my window, and so she could tell us which way to go. And we got there pretty easily. So yay for FaceTime. It saved us a great deal of trouble. I wish I had thought of it sooner because, man, that was a mess. And it kind of racked our bill up a little bit, but luckily $25 of it was free, 10 free Lyft rides, so that we've been enjoying those, and Uber as well. So people who want kind of like an idea of the differences, Lyft is like more personable, more kind of like, you know, friendly vibe. Uber is more like professional.
It went back up to 10. That's what I'm saying.
It's okay, it just... Accurate. Yeah, it's trying. It's doing... It's based on GPS location. But it's cool that it gives you that at all. Uber, what we like about them is that it sends you a push notification when they get there. Lyft texts you. But pretty much you get the same information. They're both very usable.
Yeah.
They're both great. So I recommend having both. And Uber is available in more locations, but they're both great, so.
Yes, I agree. I love my freedom.
Yeah, he loves his
freedom.
I'm going
to be super pissed if I can't use them
back at home. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be extremely angry. Like, I don't think you have any idea.
And, it's been great. Like, we had fun last night. We went to hang out with friends. And we hung out at Lake Johnson and then went back to their apartment. And today we've been hanging out with Layla. And, it's also kind of funny, too, because we're supposed to ride back to Fayetteville with my cousin. And he decided that he was going back to Fayetteville and not tell us today. Well, guess what happened? He got in a wreck. So it's kind of, I was telling Daniel, it's kind of funny how things work out. Like, I'm glad he didn't tell us, and, you know, because we would have taken that ride, and we would have been in that wreck, too. He is okay. The whole side of the car, the whole driver's side is caved in. The back window is busted out. The windshield is cracked, all that stuff. But, and he may have a broken rib, but he's okay. So... He didn't even go to the hospital or anything, so...
Wow.
Anyway, yeah.
Wow, why?
I have my theories, but I'll talk to you about that later. So, anyway, we're waiting for our lift, and then we're going to go back to Kendra's and just hang out. And then maybe in a couple of days we'll go to the mall or something. I don't know. But, yeah, that's what's going on. I hope everyone is having a great weekend. I hope people at convention are enjoying themselves or have enjoyed themselves if you've already left. I've been following the hashtag, as I said before. And so pretty interesting, cool stuffs. So I think that's all for now. Anything else you want to add, honey?
Nope.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Adia.